Hello and welcome to Focus on Business. I'm your host, Lee Strickland. On today's program, my guest is Annette Stone, Director of Economic and Community Development for the Town of Carrboro here in North Carolina. And Annette is here to discuss the Carrboro business community. She's going to give us some updates on a number of the familiar names in Carrboro. She's also going to talk to us about things like the Revolving Loan Fund, the Carrboro Business Alliance, and some of the things that are happening with different businesses in the area that are choosing to locate here, to start up here, and to grow here. So, Annette, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you for inviting me.
So, we had coffee, I guess, week before last, and we were talking about all the things that are going on in Carrboro. And so, you were mentioning companies that were changing locations, even within the town as they're growing, like Furniture Lab. And so, let's kind of start out with some of those good news updates of what's going on with some of our icons of the Carrboro business community.
Yeah, I think that's an exciting story to tell, and I appreciate the opportunity to tell it. You know, you hear a lot, you hear people say, well, you know, businesses are always leaving the area or Carrboro, and but most recently, I think we can, you know, point to some real success stories where, for example, as you mentioned, Furniture Lab went into a building there on the corner of North Greensboro and West Weaver. They are a company that are up and coming and growing here in this community, and they wanted to stay in Carrboro, and they took what many of your listeners that are here in Carrboro might recall as the old Modern Fossil building, and they've switched it into an office building that now has like 18 people in it, and have maintained the leases that they had upstairs. So, you know, that was a good news story of a business retention here. New Media Campaigns, which is there on Main Street, they have purchased an upper-level, upper-story condo. They're staying here in Carrboro. And as a result of Furniture Lab moving from their previous location, which was right behind Wendy's, Perch Co-working Studios, which is, as the name implies, a co-working freelancers work out of there, they got into a bigger space. So there's a lot of good things that are happening that businesses are actually staying because, you know, people kind of get in that habit of this is the mantra, everybody's leaving. Not everybody's leaving.
Well, and that's frequently the misconception that I know because I don't live and work in Carrboro. I started coming over here with the radio station. But you hear that, well, which community should you even look at? And Carrboro, it doesn't make the list because there's this perception that somehow Carrboro is anti-business, and that's not true at all.
No, absolutely not. We have a lot of programs in place. Well, they hired me for one,
right. So,
and very supportive of business and very interested in having businesses here in Carrboro. You know, there's it's a thoughtful community. You know, similar to Chapel Hill, there's a lot of community involvement here. So when things change, if there's a change in use or a zoning, you know, issue, then that's something certainly a process that has to be dealt with. But it's you'll find that our staff and our community are very open and welcoming and very interested in fostering business in the community that's, you know, locally owned, locally supported businesses are big focus of ours.
Well, and like when we were talking about Furniture Lab, and they have a growing national and even international presence at this point, but they're making the choice when they could get lured away to other communities. They stayed because of the community, right?
That's right.
That connectiveness.
Right. The quality of life is really what they're looking for themselves and their employees because, yeah, they could be located anywhere. Most of their businesses, business that they do, you know, over the internet or they ship to other places. I mean, they ship all over the world. But they like Carrboro, and they wanted to be here, and they wanted to stay in this community. I like that they call Weaver Street Market their corporate kitchen, their
That's
corporate
great.
Cafeteria, because it's right across the street. So,
well, and it is that it's small enough to be the town, right? But it's big enough to have access to the resources and things. And we were talking. Many businesses or prospective businesses probably don't know about your revolving loan program. So let's kind of plug that too and talk about what the town does that in that way.
This is a program that is Carrboro has managed over the years, and it's been like 30 years since this the original revolving loan fund came into being, then have made huge uses out of this. Gosh, a couple years ago, I'm looking at it, and it was several million dollars had rolled in and out of it. I haven't looked at what the numbers are recently, but it's more than that. Businesses that everybody are very familiar with, very iconic Carburetos, Cat's Cradle, Weaver Street Market, Acme. I can name a dozen. Neil's Deli. All those folks have made use of the revolving loan fund. It was money that the town originally got through community development dollars. It was recaptured what was known as program income.
Right.
And the town began to use it for low interest loans.
What kind of loans get made out of it? So what's the size of the loan, and what are they typically used for?
It's varied over time. So there's actually three loan funds, but the original one, mm-hmm. Funds have like up to $90,000, $100,000 loans have been made. They're usually tied to, in terms of the term or the time of the loan, is tied to a lease. So if someone's got a lease for 3, 6, 7 years, whatever, so they're kind of associated with leases or that kind of thing. The interest rates generally fly under bank rates,
right.
So that it's, you know, and originally when it was conceived, it was for folks who couldn't get a loan at a bank.
And so it might be higher risk or hadn't been around long enough, that 3 years plus, that
right.
kind of thing.
Yeah, we've changed that criteria in the years that I've been with Carbro now, because actually it's not good for folks to go and try to get turned down at a bank. It's bad for their credit to get turned down. So we've kind of alleviated that, and we're really looking at it more as supplemental bridge funding. So we'd like to see somebody go and get, you know, some angel investor or some, you know, some funding or
a friend and family round or something of that round. Okay.
Get some money from the bank and then come get some money from us, and more spread that risk out. So, but usually it's for upstart of businesses. What I refer to as the original fund is very employment oriented.
It's tied to job creation.
Mm-hmm. So the amount that can be loaned is directly related to the number of jobs created. And those things are just used for startup, upfit, you know, buildings, business, buying equipment, you know, whatever is needed.
But it's actually based on what it takes to build the community. So you're building that business, you want to create the jobs, you want to do that economic development and have those ripple effects then.
Right.
Exactly. Here locally.
Yeah. It's approved through the Economic Sustainability Commission. I mean,
it's a formal loan process.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, right. And then the Board of Aldermen have to approve it too. But again, the whole focus on local is something that, you know, is locally owned and people paying living wages. All these things are, they're on our website, by the way, townofcarborough.org, under the economic development. You know, these funds are there. There's a second revolving loan fund that the Board of Aldermen set up separate from these funds, because these original funds were federal dollars that have just recycled. These are local general fund, and so we've got more flexibility in what we can allow them to be spent for. And so in addition to the job creation, you know, if there's a need for facade improvement, an example is Sid's used it for his new awning out there that we're looking at. You know, equipment, like if a business, gosh, if we had this new piece of equipment, we could hire another person and increase our business, or emergency cash funding or something like
and
that.
And it's for for-profits and non-profits, or just for for-profit entities?
We have had a non-profit, actually. PTA Thrift used it there. So, yeah, non-profits, too.
That's great. And is there a third fund then?
The third fund is an energy efficiency weatherization fund that we have, and these are again some sort of federal grant dollars that got handed to us through a couple of different ways, but it's for upfit weatherization, you know, of a business, and you could do new HVAC. I think the Art Center used this money. New lighting.
Things that would improve the energy efficiency and usage of the business building or a business in general.
Mm-hmm. So this is a very similar process. So those monies are out there and available for businesses.
And so they go to the townofcarborough.org website under economic development, and all the different programs are described there?
Yes.
And they can click on an online application, or what's that process?
It's downloadable. It's not, you can't fill it in online, but they say we can do that. I've got to get on that. But anyway, that information's there. And of course, my phone number is there. And I'm sure before we get done, we'll give out that information a couple of times.
We can do that. You can give them out right now, too, in case somebody's sitting there and wants to write it down before they head out for lunch.
So you can email me at astone@townofcarborough.org. Say that again. astone@townofcarborough.org.
And it, you want to give out your phone number?
Gosh, I remember it sitting right here.
She doesn't call herself often. So that's our...
Right, it's 919-918-7319.
And so they can also reach you through the town's website. If they just go there and click, and they can find your profile and email you through that, too.
That's right. It's townofcarborough.org.
And while we're talking about how to connect with you, you actually have a Facebook page that's called For the Love of Carborough, right?
Yeah, I do. That's probably, I say, for me, that's one of the more fun things. I have a lot of fun things that I get to do in my job. I'm very grateful for it. And what I do is just whenever I try to keep in touch with any businesses that are here in town through the Facebook, and if you've got a promotion, you've got something that's good that's happened, you know, the Carborough veterinary people have a cute puppy come in and they'll put a puppy up, and I'm pushing out information that is all related to Carborough. For, you know, it's like all good things happening in Carborough.
So if somebody's having an event or it's an anniversary of a business or something at like, so like the radio station having its fundraiser at Hickory Tavern coming up on November 5th.
Right.
Exactly. It'll get pushed out through that.
Exactly. Go to that Facebook page, like it, so you can kind of keep up with the things that are happening in Carborough. But also, if you are a business or a business in the community or have some sort of event like that, and it's some nonprofits too, you know, I push out that kind of information. You can send me a Facebook message, or you can just, you know, remind me, hey, would you mind pushing this out? And I will do that.
And you also do on Twitter, you're at @CarborEcd.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so they can, if you're having an event, make sure you put their handle
in
there.
That's right. Right. But you can tag me at on Twitter. I don't put out a lot of tweets, but I get tagged in a lot of things. People who know that are want to say something good about Carborough, or sometimes bad about Carborough, you know, at @CarborEcd. So, but that is certainly a way to grab my attention.
Well, and it's more and more about building that community, and it's much as much now online community as it is face to face at the coffee shop anymore.
It is. There's, you know, so people communicate in so many different ways. I think about this in my job, you know, all the time, that people, I didn't hear about that. Well, you know, I'm on Facebook, they're on Twitter, they're on Instagram, they read the newspaper, they watch TV, that, you know, and
or they hear it on the radio.
They hear it on the radio. Exactly.
They can tune in to WCOM FM to hear some of the news.
Exactly. So people get information in so many different ways. And so you actually have to, so thank you for this opportunity today. You have to put your message in every single one of those mediums in order, hopefully, to...
Right, because I know there's like, 3 million different social media outlets, from Pinterest and Instagram and stuff, and everyone's not on all of them.
Right.
So finding that way, and I'll plug a tool that I've been using called buffer.com.
You tell me about that.
And it's so great because I can go in and pick which of my social media identities I want it to go to, and then most of them are there. It doesn't interface yet with Instagram, but I can manage most of my social media, and I love the fact I can put it in advance and have 10 tweets on the free version and hundreds of them on our social media posting. So I put a blog post out, and I was able to load my blog the other day, schedule posting on my blog, and then schedule the social media going out. And it just makes life so much easier.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm not thinking about it every day. I hate to confess that I did do some autoresponder type thing like that. But it is. Our life is so busy trying to keep up on everything. And by burying and embedding different people's Twitter handles and stuff like that, you do make those connections that people are watching the town of Carborough, or using a hashtag and things like that. Really makes a difference in getting our messages out now.
It's just the way of life, you know. It's just... I heard someone say this morning, well, what did we do before cell phones? And I'm like, well, back up. What did you do before cars? You know, what did you do before electricity? You know, don't act like this is just a tool that we have.
And I love the convenience of cell phones, but I hate the fact that so many people have gotten to that multitasking mode, that I still see people driving down the interstate at 80 miles an hour, reading a newspaper and on their cell phone.
Right.
And it's
I think people were always distracted. I remember a girl used to come to work, and she had rollers in her hair and did her makeup in the car every day. So,
I actually, the worst thing I saw the other day was somebody on his bicycle pedaling, and he had his hands off the handlebars. It was rush hour traffic, and traffic is going 55. It's on a 2-lane road, and he's on his cell phone texting.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, if the car hits you, it's their fault, right? But, you know, we want to be plugged in and we want to be part of the community, but we always don't always know where the community is and how to plug into that.
That's right.
So having those social media connections are great.
Yeah.
So Carrboro Business Alliance is another part of the community. And so tell us about that, its history, how to join meetings, all of the kind of inside information on that.
Right. Carrboro Business Alliance is a relatively new group, newer version of local business here, specifically in Carrboro. It's not a replacement or trying to be a Carrboro Chamber. There is already a great Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. Those folks do a great job. It's just about trying to connect the businesses specifically in Carrboro. And we even spill over to the west end of, you know, of Franklin Street sometimes too. But it's a group that's just most certainly come together. You can go to localcarrboro.com.
Okay.
And there's a website there now, and you can sign up for emails. You can sign up to be a member and get email notifications when meetings and socials. Right now they've done 3 or 4 socials where it's just businesses coming together. It's just networking, getting to know each other, you know, kind of filling themselves out as an organization, as a group. They've done several promotional type things. They supported what was called Carrboro Cheer last year, which is sort of like a holiday retail kind of special. And there were several things that happened around that. They'll do it again this year, like the Frozen that happened here at 300 East Main. And they showed the movie there in the hotel, and they had all the little kids dressed up in the costumes. And they actually had a snow machine and made snow that day. And then the Elf Fair that'll happen here at the Art Center. And then there'll be luminaries. And I don't have the dates right in front of me, but
but it's on their website.
It's on the website.
localcarrboro.com.
localcarrboro.com. So they do some retail things, but they also, you know, there's an entrepreneurial side of it you know, getting those folks together. The next meeting, and this is tentative, but go ahead and go to that website and get your signed up so that you get these emails. I think they're looking at October 28th at Perch Co-working Studios as their networking event, and it'll probably be an evening. Usually starts about 5:30, and it's just to meet businesses here in town. They're trying to get themselves organized. They've got a small board of people, you know, but we need to continue to grow that again, because it's all about that communication. It's just another communication tool so that folks, if you're in business, whether you're in retail or service, or you know, you're a tech person, that you can make the connection with
well, with people do business with people they know.
Right.
And so it's not, you don't pick a corporation because to do business with unless you know the president or you know their product.
Right.
So it's getting out there and making those personal connections and knowing who your neighbor is on Main Street or out on Greensboro Street or wherever it is, and having Weaver Street as your kitchen.
Right.
It's those kind of things, right?
The fellow who has stepped up and is kind of chairing this is Clay Soshaw. His name is very difficult, but he is the one of the owners of New Media Campaign, and I love why he said he got involved, and because he doesn't have they do internet branding stuff and work for folks all over the country again, but he got involved because he has an interest in quality of life here, because he wants to attract good employees.
Right.
And that is something that we as Carrboro are going to be working toward. You know, we already have a great quality of life. That's what we've got to attract businesses with, is the walkability, you know, the small town feel that you get, but you've got access to, you know, world-class everything around you, being, you know, here at the edge of the triangle. So he got involved for that reason. I always felt like that's a, you know, was not going to improve his business, other than it's going to help him attract great employees.
Right. One, it's, you never know who's going to be a neighbor, a friend of someone that you're ultimately going to get as a client, because it's that 6 degrees of separation. And it's so powerful that when you're part of the community and people know you, you may not think of somebody coming in. I know with my business, getting a referral for a client in Chicago because of a local client that I had here, and they crossed paths at a conference, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they're in New York, and he says, I need help with this. And it's like, okay, call Lee. And it became, you know, it's those kind of things. So it's who do you know, and we're local, but we're also regional and global,
right,
in making those communities and those connections.
And that, you know, a lot of businesses in Carrboro, again, are that there's numerous sort of international companies all around here. And it's, again, because people can pick to be where they want to live. And, there, you know, you would just be surprised at the number of companies that, you know, there's not a street presence whatsoever, but
right,
they trade and work and have clients all over the world.
Well, and it's like, you know, you're not that far from the airport. You're not that far from other resources. And so, and you've got the universities and academia around and stuff. So it's that mix that
right,
makes it, yeah, I get to have small town neighborhoods with the conveniences of big town living,
right,
big city living.
There's a reason why we can support as many coffee shops as we can, because we have a lot of freelancers, and that's where they work.
Well, and even larger companies that, you know, it's like consulting firms and things, and that, you know, you'll run into them and it's like, well, I know I'm from, you know, being up in DC or something, and it's like, oh yeah, I live here, I didn't realize you lived here too. And it's, mm-hmm, like, well, yeah, because again, it's a lifestyle choice,
right?
And you can get anywhere pretty quickly from the airport.
Pretty much.
Right. But they don't have a big presence here. They don't put their name on the side of the building.
That's right.
And so it's, you know, and they might have I was writing for Main Street and thestreet.com, and frequently my byline said New York or whatever, because that was just where I had, you know, I'd email it from somewhere, and they assumed that's where we were headquartered or something. And somebody called and said, can we have a meeting? I'm like, yeah, you have to come to Raleigh.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
And they're like, wait a minute. So I was like, mm-hmm, yeah. But it's wherever you're reporting from or wherever you're working from. And again, it's that social media, that's that new innovative environment that we get quality of life choices, and we can do our businesses anywhere and grow them as big as we want them to be.
Right. Exactly.
And make the choice, like Furniture Lab, to stay here in the area and things of that nature. So what is the startup activity here in the area? Because we've got Perch and the co-working and things like that. So I would say that's kind of a signal that we've got things percolating.
Sure. There's, Perch is really, and I think you had Betsy on, or maybe if you haven't, you should.
I'll have to. You'll have to introduce us. We,
yes,
haven't had them on yet.
Definitely. She has taken Perch, and it's kind of amazing the way it's grown in terms of people that, you know, there was a time, and it's interesting, in our Vision 2020, which was a document that was done in 2000, the Carrboro did, and it talked about making telecommuting, you know, making that easier for people. And I think that people did that for a long time, and now people, they're like, that's cool, but I want to get out of my pajamas and go to work somewhere, but still have that flexibility and all those kind of things. So,
well, sometimes you get tired of looking at your office walls in your house.
Exactly.
Or being so isolated or disconnected, you want to see another face.
Or so close to your laundry that you, you know, like,
it keeps calling your name.
Exactly, you know, just get distracted. So,
right.
So we do have a large number of freelancers and what I would call startups, and I think there's a big economy here of that. Measuring it's kind of difficult because,
right,
they are sort of under the radar kind of people. They, one of our older folks, Randy Haven O'Donnell, called them the third wave of businesses, and you can see now we don't have the ability to track business license anymore, because our legislatures took that away from us. But you could see when you would map all the privilege licenses just dotted out in neighborhoods of how many at-home businesses and startups that we had. But the town is very supportive of that. And I do have a meetup group that hasn't necessarily, mostly I've worked through, again, through co-working to push information out to this group. But just having this meetup group, and it's a Carrboro networking meetup,
right,
is pretty easy to find. You know, I will push out information that is specific to entrepreneurs, and, you know, if there's classes or there's grant opportunities or there, you know, whatever.
Or the ability to come on a radio program.
Ability,
you were great.
yeah. That was, you know, that I guess I should do it to that group, because,
yeah,
I did that to just, you know, like businesses with an address.
Right. We're booked into January with companies. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's really, really great. I'm very excited about that. But so we're very supportive. You know, again, the Revolving Loan Fund helps support those kind of folks. You know, finding space, that's something in terms of you know, my office and what I do, we are really limited on space. And around Carrboro, there's not a huge inventory of all this,
right,
you know, space around. So you have to be really creative and you have to know exactly where, you know, things are. So I'm happy to help with that. And those are the kind of things that, you know, I do for whatever kind of businesses that come along. But I think this is a perfect environment for those startups. There's a ton of big businesses that started out of here. Solar Strata is one,
right,
that comes right off the top of my head, you know, that came out of here. So this is a great environment. We're very supportive. If you're listening, come on over and see me. Talk to me about what you're doing. You know, let me know how I can
just
help.
Send you a quick email, astone@townofcarborough.org.
Right.
And say, this is what we're doing. We're looking for space, or we want to hear more about the loan program, or this is what we're considering, or I'm getting out of my home office and
right,
I need space. What
right,
do I do? Those
exactly,
kind of things, making those connections.
Promote me on For Love of Carborough.
Right.
You know, so there's the things I can do for you.
Well, that's great. Well, we're going to take a quick break right now, and when we come back, we'll talk more about the misconceptions and the realities of doing business in the town of Carrboro.
Out here the nights are long, the days are lonely, I think of you. I'm working on a dream. I'm working on a dream. And the cards I've drawn to rough and dark, I straighten my back and I'm working on a dream. I'm working on a dream. I'm working on. Sometimes it feels so far away. I'm working on a dream. I know it will be mine someday. Rain pouring down, I swing my hammer. My hands are rough from working on a dream. From working on a dream. I'm working on a dream. The trouble can feel like it's here to stay. I'm working on a dream. I love will chase the trouble away.
local diner just outside of town. He comes in an hour early just to beat the morning crowd. He stares out the window and stirs his coffee cup. Another day, another dollar, sure to catch enough. Same old job, same old routine, but in his heart he knows what it brings. A two-bedroom house for his family of three. He's giving his all, making ends meet. A second-hand car.
You're listening to WCOM FMLP Chapel Hill and Carrboro, and this is Focus on Business, and I'm your host, Lee Strickland. Today's guest is Annette Stone with the Town of Carrboro's Economic and Community Development, and we've been talking about the Carrboro Networking Meetup. We've been talking about localcarrboro.com, perch co-working, and a whole bunch of other things, and now we want to talk about the effort to build the brand of Carrboro. What's that like, and what all's going on with that, Annette?
Yeah. Well, when I first got here, which is about 4.5 years ago now, we had several plans in hand that all recommended branding for Carrboro. You know, we're unofficially, and people will still refer to us as the Paris of the Piedmont and those kind of things, but there needed to be a strong sense of brand for Carrboro. And we went through what I felt like and feel very good about was a really good public process to get from the community exactly what does Carrboro mean to you? And so we came up with, and what does it look like? What kind of feeling does it evoke? So if you get an opportunity, again, go to the townofcarrboro.org website, and you'll see the mark, what I just call the mark there. And it's the word Carrboro, but it's a very artsy, circly.
The logo itself.
Right. So we have that. And the brand or the tagline is, it's Carrboro, feel free. And so the idea is for, we think of this as an open source kind of a brand, because right. We would want to see other businesses take that. We've got some criteria how to keep the brand kind of pure, but to use it in their own, advertising. So, because the point is, the more people see it, the more people recognize it and make the link of Carrboro.
And the more people come, the more people need coffee shops that need your businesses, all those kind of things.
Right. So we felt really strongly about the branding. It's Carrboro, feel free. That is the mark or the brand that the Carrboro Tourism Development Authority uses, and so they have that, and you'll see that on banners, and you'll see that in various advertisements. And then back to the Carrboro Business Alliance for consistency, they use the same mark, but it's Carrboro Local Matters, and that's our Buy Local campaign. Okay. Idea. So, and other folks have used it different ways. This and that little gift shop down here, he's taken it and developed a t-shirt that is the Weaver Street Market tree, and the roots say the word Carrboro with that same mark. So that's just an idea of how we encourage businesses to take it and use it and market it, because when they market the town.
And they can get that file, just contact the town of Cary if they need the logo file.
Carrboro.
Sorry, right, flashing good. Over.
See.
I'm
see
flashing town. Back at you. Well, I live in Cary, yeah. So I'm used to that.
Yeah.
So the town of Carrboro, right. And say, we'd like to get the file for the logo so we can put it on our website or
absolutely.
Whatever.
Absolutely. We would love to see it used over and over and over again. We think that was the best use of the brand. And the other thing that's happening, and I'm excited about because this has taken a long time, but all those signs. So hopefully over time you've seen banners, you've seen posters, you've seen things. The website has it, but with the new the entranceways to the town will have new entranceway signs.
Okay.
And the one in front of Town Hall, and then the one that is right here at Merritt Mill and at the end of Franklin Main Street, when you're coming from Chapel Hill to Carrboro, will be this. It's going to be really a beautiful piece of art. It's core tin steel with stainless steel lettering, and it'll actually be like a planter, and plants will come out of the top of it, but it'll be Welcome to Carrboro. That's going to be our new sign. So it'll be a beautiful sculpture, structure, piece of art. That
so that you know when you cross into the town, you are here.
You're going to know.
You're going to know. You've arrived.
Exactly.
So did a local artist do with it, or who's doing that?
The sculpture is actually being done by Leo Gaves Metalworks. It's okay. Right across the street over here. So he's actually, and he designed, taking the mark, the brand, which was done, again, by a local advertising firm, Splinter Group. They did, they developed the brand for us, with a lot of public input. But he took the mark and sort of designed it, that it's on a base, and it's going to be this planter and the materials and all that. So
again, you're pointing out, and just what you're saying the town's doing, that you're finding everything you need within the town for the services, the Splinter Group for the branding and the messaging, Leo to do the actual signs and those kind of things. So there's a lot of talent to draw on here in the town.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there are a lot of things that you need that if they're right here, and people who are crafters and makers, you know, if you look, it's, you know, we hear the, you can't buy a pair of socks. We can, actually, right over there.
They're probably hand knitted.
You can right over there at Cameron's. You can at Townsend Bertram. You can buy a pair of socks here in this town, you know. And speaking of, I'm glad you brought that up about makers, because this, I want to give a plug if
go
I can.
Go for it.
For this weekend, Sunday, October the 18th, from 1 to 5, is being called the Bazaar, and it's being organized by Meg and Duncan Morgan. I think they might have been on one of the other shows here. But it's some of the best craftspeople that you'll ever see, some beautiful things and functional things, and some things are art that are simply for art's sake, but there are a lot of very useful things that are that will be sold there. So it's coming up Christmas time.
That's what I was going to say. It isn't that far. It's not too early to start your Christmas shopping.
Right. So they'll be there in November, October 18th, and then whatever the third Sunday in November. They were there in September, so they've done.
And it's being held where?
Oh, Town Commons.
Town Commons, okay.
Yeah, Town Commons.
1 to 5 this Sunday.
Right. And so that's where it's a real opportunity to support a lot of local artists, crafters.
One of a kind things.
Right. Megan put a thing out on Facebook, and she's always funny like this, and says hashtag meet your maker.
So I love that. Cute. I love that.
Very cute.
So hashtag meet your maker, and go out to the bazaar and meet the local crafters, the local talent, the local artists, and start filling your grocery list and decorating your house.
That's right.
So, what I'm hearing about Carrboro, which I don't think the message frequently gets out beyond its borders, or even say within, given the fact that somebody says you can't buy socks in Carrboro, is that there's a mix. There's the smaller, you might not have the big box retailer or the huge shopping mall, but you have the quality products and services that we grew up on. We didn't always have the big box retailers and those kind of things. And it's fun to buy local, to support the business, to buy from your neighbor, to have those options and things like that.
It's really better for us as a local economy. More money stays here in our community. More local entrepreneurs invest. They donate to their community. They donate time. They donate money. So, you know, as much as that you can support them so they can stay in business, they will support the community by being in business and doing business and creating jobs and, you know, those kind of things here locally. So it's a value deeply held by this town. So.
Well, and again, it's kind of the way, I must say, the way most of us grew up that are baby boomers. We grew up in the small towns and what Chapel Hill and Cary and everybody used to be is still the touch of that. And again, the right mix between Carrboro having the modern, the innovative, the startups, the new ideas, and the neighborhood artist.
Right. And there's the stuff you need here.
I mean, yeah.
It really is.
Well, and it's, I mean, you have everything from the hotels coming in now and those kind of things, which I remember being told, well, there are no hotels in Carrboro. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, we have one and there's another one being considered.
Right. So what all is coming up for the town of Carrboro? You had that plan you talked about for 2020, and it was that long-term vision. What else is being fulfilled in that? What else do you see as next steps for the town and the business community?
Well, it's interesting because that was a 2020 plan, and we're coming this 2015.
It's hard to believe.
something that the planning board is actually working on is updating, you know, kind of right. going back and looking at that plan and seeing what was working and what wasn't. Something that's coming out of my department, and certainly we'll be coordinating with the planning department's efforts, is an economic development plan. The last thing that the town of Carrboro did that was essentially an economic development plan was the local living economy task force recommendations. And it pointed out some very specific things that the town could do to support the local economy and to kind of make that a mainstay of our business community, and most if not all of those things have been implemented right. or at least touched on, and so we're updating that, and now I'm just calling it our economic development plan, and it will look at all those things that we've looked at in the past, including things like the local labor market and living wages and, you know, where's the middle class and,
right.
you know, all those things that we think of and what is the quality of life and standard that we want here.
So what's the community involvement in that process?
right now, I'm working with the Economic Sustainability Commission to create that plan, and then once we have sort of a draft there, we'll go to the community and begin to get, you know, feedback on, you know, is this what we're talking about, is this what we need, is this what we want, you know, and those kind of things.
And so you're looking at developing a plan that keeps the essence of Carrboro but also helps it grow and stay sustainable.
Well, as you're talking, you know, as you said, next steps, I mean, these things have been happening. It's not like it's a
right.
new idea. This is an update to already the goals and the strategies that have been, you know, we've been working on for years. I mean, looking at it, is it working? Is it not working? What do we need to do differently? I think that the town's values are fairly set, and I think that this plan is going to reflect those values.
So you're evolving but you're staying true to the roots.
Right.
Like that T-shirt.
Exactly.
Right?
True to the roots.
You got
like
Carrboro there in the roots. So
exactly.
True to the roots.
Yeah.
So if people want to get involved in some of the things that are coming up, so the Carrboro networking meetup, we pulled it up on there, and they'll be seeing events and things. There were 78 people in that group.
Right.
You send out information there. People can send you that information at netstone@townofcarrboro.org that you can put out there for things that they have going on, information they need. They can reach out to you if they need space or they're thinking about doing something for the business. Looking for resources. Is there like a list of the businesses that are located in town of Carrboro?
There's, you know, we have some email list, but that's such a moving target.
Right.
Because they come and go, as, you know, as they all do. But the way to connect with those businesses,
right.
as we've been talking about, is the localcarrboro.com. You can certainly contact me, and I have my email list that I do, you know, try to
very effectively.
That I try to keep current with. If there's someone out there who is an entrepreneur or wants to put together some sort of a meeting or has something, an idea that, you know, a group of entrepreneurs would be interested in, I can certainly, through the meetup group, email out, you know, set up a meetup.
Right.
And I'm happy to do that. I would encourage anyone who has an interest in it to just go join that meetup group. It's free, and you will get notices if there's something happening, you know, coming along, something that the chamber's doing that's focusing
right.
on entrepreneurs. So I just encourage you to go and sign up for that, because that's the best way. Trying to keep, as you probably
right.
know this, trying to keep email lists current is near impossible. People need to come to you and sign up to be on your list, and once you do that, then you're going to get the email. So you're going to have to come to us and give us your email.
So you can go to localcarrboro.com and connect there. They can go to your Facebook page and follow you there,
right?
And like the page and get information. They can email you.
They can email me specifically if you want to get emails from me.
Right.
That
of the news you can use, and she
right.
is very effective at getting the news you can use out there.
Just email me directly, and I'll make sure and get you on my list. And my that is not going to be. that's going to be things that are happening, just like
right.
your show here, or, you know, grant opportunities. There was something that came through recently about free trade zones, and, you know, I didn't know if there was someone out there that could benefit from that, or things. Remember the Christmas parades this weekend. Make sure try to just remind them things. I don't overload you
right.
with emails, so you might get one a week.
You're not going to get tweeted pictures of your lunch. No. You're just going to say the things. It drives me crazy. I mean, it's like, okay, you suddenly have people's lunches showing up on your Facebook page or whatever.
I eat too fast. It's a half gone, and I think, oh, I should have taken a picture of that. It's too good.
But it just tells you that. It's like you can just put under it, too good.
It's too good.
It was too
exactly.
good. But we see the activity and the growth of restaurants. The just down here, a couple doors down from the station, we've got Gray Squirrel Cafe, our coffee shop, and the Yesteryear Brewery.
Right.
We've got Fleet Feet in new space. We've got Cat's Cradle. You pointed out Sid having a new awning across the street. We're beside the new hotel. You can just drive through Carrboro and see what's happening. Yeah, there's some vacant spaces.
Right.
But that's just the normal evolution of the economy, people growing, moving, and things like that.
Yeah, exactly. There's we got the new Rise and Shine Donut place coming out.
Oh, we've got Tom and Chi. We have the empanadas place.
Exactly.
You see these little things of national brands coming in, but mm-hmm. they're the national brands that share the values.
Yeah, though, you know, the Tom and Chi is an interesting short story that it was Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Is how they were started. Also, just to mention, so we're going to plug different businesses, Symmetry, if you haven't tried Symmetry yet, which is a restaurant. It's a concept by the folks of Elmo's.
Okay.
So, you know Elmo's, and it's sort of cafeteria style, but it's all very healthy, fresh, local selection. So, and that's
I'll
in Carmel
that.
Mall.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carmel Mall. So, that's relatively new.
And you were kind enough here on the show. We've been on the show over 2 years now. But one of the things that seemed to be the challenge was that I have an online application for people to come on to be guests. But it was getting hit nationally and regionally, and yet I couldn't seem to connect with Carrboro. And so in case you're listening and you want to apply to be a guest on the show, go to focusresourcesinc.com, look under Listen to Lee, hit the Focus on Business page, and you should be able to see the applications there on the right, and you just click on that and fill it out, and you hear from me pretty quickly. But like I said, it's once everyone knows we're here and we're part of the community, that's what community radio does.
Right.
We want people to get out the messages of the success stories in the areas of the nonprofits and the for-profits and just what's happening, having you here today. And you're welcome back anytime to give updates, even if it's to stop in for 5 minutes because a special event or something's coming up that you want to make sure everybody hears about.
Great. I appreciate the offer.
Well, I'm going to plug something to you for the station because we are community radio. We are 100% funded by our listeners and our underwriters, and we would like to have you join us at the Hickory Tavern for our most recent fundraiser, and that is inside the Hampton Inn at 370 East Main Street here in Carrboro. And what happens is you come in, have your dinner, have some drinks, and 10% of the receipts for the food from 5 to 10 p.m. on November 5th will be donated by Hickory Tavern to the station, and that's a really important fundraising event here for the station. So that's November 5th, 5 to 10 p.m., 10% of the total food sales from the receipts deposited in a special container there will go towards funding community radio, WCOM FMLP, Chapel Hill and Carrboro, 103.5, and we're going to have events. We're having a band. And we're going to have great raffle prizes, and I need to get the information on the band because they said it's one of the guys. He's performed here at the Heart Center, and it's always full, but he's agreed to donate his time.
Awesome.
As the lead singer and the head of the band. And then, so we're going to have a lot of different fun things to do, and again, it's about bringing in the community of the DJs, the talk show hosts, the town, the businesses in the area, and the people out of town being there with the hotel. The past few times we've had out-of-town visitors really excited that they could come even and walk by the radio station and see a real radio station in action.
I know. It's very cool to see y'all sitting here.
So, yeah, we're kind of in a fishbowl. For anybody that hasn't been here, we're located across from Monte Pizza at the Arts Center, and we're in pretty much a glass fishbowl. We have glass all around us, and so you can come by and wave. The kids usually do when they're in for their art camps and stuff in the summer, and it's just a fun way to connect and get to know your community.
Mm-hmm. It's the Hickory Tavern event. I was going to say this is like your third or fourth time.
This is our third one.
Yeah.
And they're getting better and better.
It's fun. I've been.
And if anybody wants to donate a present for the raffle, you know, a gift and have that, we are 501c3, so we're accepting donations. If you just want to come and support the station, or you want to go online to WCOMFM.org and click the donate button because you can't come, we would deeply appreciate that, because that's how we stay on the air and be able to have great guests like Annette coming on and telling us about what's going on in the town of Carrboro. So Annette, we have 5 minutes left.
Okay.
What thing is just like out there that you really think the community needs to know and needs to think about that we haven't addressed yet? She's thinking.
Oh, I know. There goes the wheels turning. I think I would say that your board of aldermen, that the town is very interested in economic development and people's quality of life and a very diverse community. They want it to be a community that welcomes all people. And that's just kind of at the core of Carrboro and makes it fun for me from where I came. I came from a great place, but it was just this place resonated with me. And so that is at the core of the community, is inclusiveness and diversity and, you know, open to ideas and creativity and innovation, and all those things are really welcomed here. And I mean that, like, really sincerely. And and that I'm here, again, you know, when people will say, what is their economic development? I'm like, well, they hired me to be here and, you know, and help folks.
They're funding the meetup group.
Right.
They're helping localcarrboro.com.
Right.
Perch co-working, doing things there and things like that. Just being a resource there for the community, which I think a lot of people who come in from larger cities, coming from out west or up in the northeast, haven't ever experienced that small town. You can talk to the mayor, you can talk to the alderman, you can pick up the phone and call the community, you know, the economic development. There's no barrier for you having that communication with the people who are governing the town.
That's right. Yep, we're here, and I'm very open to you as the community to support business or support, you know, the things that are happening here in town.
And the nonprofits.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Got the poetry festival is this weekend.
Oh, okay.
The Carver
did not know that.
Yeah, so the Carver Poetry, it's called the West End because it's in conjunction with, it's in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, but so this poetry festival. And then the film festival is the third weekend in November.
Okay.
So we just had the music festival. I mean, like, what small town the size of 20,000 people do you know that has, you know, those kind of cultural things going on?
Right, so. And again, it's that. There's no, I kind of laugh. Somebody always asked me how I got into the town of Cary. Did they catch me? because I was I'm a relocated Yankee. That's how I got in the town of Cary. Mm-hmm. But when you come and look at the communities and the different personalities, if you want the small and the intimate and the, or if you want the big city or whatever, but the great thing is you can be in the city part in Durham or Raleigh, but it doesn't mean you have to miss the music festivals or the poetry festival. It's just a short drive away.
Right. Yeah, we're lucky to be here in the Triangle.
And it's just fun. I mean, I've been learning more about the town of Carrboro in the past couple of years. I have to confess, until I got the radio show and came over here, I hadn't been to Carrboro.
Yeah.
And it's always fun to go down the street and hit Weaver Street, grab a sandwich, sit out under the tree, you know, hit the Open Eye Cafe or meet somebody at Gray Squirrel. I mean, it's just that kind of thing, you know, and it's fun to watch who is a patron of which business.
Right.
And which part of Carrboro they know.
Right. I like to point out that Carrboro, as everybody knows, unique, but there truly is no other Carrboro town named Carrboro in this world that I have been able to identify.
So if you type in the GPS, you are not going to find another
there
Carrboro.
There is one Carrboro on this planet.
Well, I know there are several Carries, because I know when I've typed it into the GPS.
That's right.
And so it's kind of an interesting, unique identity that you're growing this tree, right? You've got the roots in here, but now you're saying we want a fuller tree. We want different people coming in and experiencing the community,
right?
And so you're putting all these resources out there, and we have the little independent contractor, the freelancers, and then we have the businesses like Furniture Lab putting down more roots,
exactly,
deeper
Fleet
roots.
Feet staying here again. That was a big business retention opportunity for us. I mean, they were positioned to move. They needed to bigger space, and they needed to put all their people together because they were disjointed in different places throughout town. And so we were able to keep them here, and that's exciting.
Well, and it's fun to drive down and see the new building projects, but see how they're fitting into the existing fabric.
Right.
It's not disruptive to the personality or the style of the town, even though it's a new building.
Right.
Same thing with the hotel. Everything just kind of comes together and and gives us that sense that, yeah, you can walk down the street
right
and say hi to somebody.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, I want to thank you for being on the show today, Annette. I want to remind everybody again that you're listening to Focus on Business on WCOM FM LP 103.5 in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. Do not miss the Hickory Tavern fundraiser for the station on November 5th from 5 to 10 p.m. And 10% of the total food sales with the receipts deposited will go to support the station. If you want to support the station of community radio, you can also visit the WCOMFM.org website and click on the donate button. And until next time, everyone, stay focused on the important things.